And a good evening to you from Fremont, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round volleyball action tonight between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. The Dort College Defenders enter tonight's contest coming off a win over the Morningside Mustangs this past Tuesday evening. 3-0, Dort College victorious in that one, while the Midland Warriors got pushed to 4 sets in their win, but they came away with a victory, getting a victory over in-state rival Concordia on Tuesday evening. Midland is 25-2 overall. They finished the year 14-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. By virtue of Dort College's win over Hastings on Saturday, they earned a spot, or I should say they earned a share of the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship. They're the number 2 seed based on sets lost over the course of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. The Warriors won 17 matches in a row before suffering a 3-1 loss to Hastings. That was their first loss of the year. 3 wins later, the Warriors fell to Dort 3-1. That was back on October 22. Since then, Paul Gieselman's team has won a pair of 3-2 decisions over Doan, and the College of St. Marion has a 3-1 win over Concordia and Northwestern. Warriors swept Briarcliff on November 5 to conclude the regular season. Midland is ranked number 5 in the NAIA. The Warriors are averaging 13.52 kills per set with a team kill efficiency of 251. The Warriors get 1.37 points per set on blocks and 1.03 on ace serves. Warriors are putting down 2.31 points per set on blocks, and teams are blocking Midland for 1.65 points per outing. Name that you'll hear a lot this evening for Midland is Priscilla O'Dowd. She's the leader with 3.78 kills per set average. Jenny Blair, Casey Hyman, then averages 3.32 kills. Jenny Blair is good for 1.84 kills per outing. Shelby Breitschneider and Christina Kepke put down 1.76 and 1.72 kills per set, respectively. Jessica Peter accounts for 10.39 assists per set. Darcy Berry has a 3.82 digs per set average. Blair accounts for 35 ace serves. Berry has 23. O'Dowd logs 1.12 blocks. Kepke's average is 0.98. Dort College is 22-6 this season. The Defenders finished the year 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And if you play the what-if game for the Dort College Defenders, it'll drive you crazy. What if they knock off Northwestern in Orange City in October after getting to match point in set number 5? What if they defeat Doan a couple of weeks ago after getting to match point in set 5? Both contests where Dort College did not feel like they played extremely well. You play that what-if game, and Dort College is really only a couple of points away from the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season title, and with it probably a top-5 seed at the NAIA National Championship in Sioux City coming up in late November and early December. You can play the what-if game. It will drive you crazy. So you simply look at what it was. Dort College, 13-3, played extremely well at some points during this season, and at some times looked a bit lethargic. Then that resulted in a pair of 5-set losses for Dort College, and they are the number 3 seed in the postseason tournament. Dort College is averaging 13.68 kills per set with a 255 kill efficiency to go with 1.5 ace serves and 2.16 points per set on blocks. Dort College allows teams 0.8 ace serves per contest, and teams are getting 1.85 points per set on blocks with a 10.62 kill average by opponents. Brooke Granstra is the leader of this team. She averages a team-high 4.14 kills per set with a 3.44 kill efficiency. Emma Altena is good for 2.82 kills, and Julia Lindbergh's average is 2.17. Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss average 1.97 and 1.85 kills per set. They're leaders in blocks for Dort. Keel has been on 99 blocks this season. Moss is at 92. Jamie Gasing's assist average is 10.78. She's tops in the conference in that category. She averages just under a kill per set with 28 ace serves as well, and she gets 2.57 digs. Jill Scouten is the leader in digs with a 3.84 average. Brooke Granser's average is 2.64. Aubrey Drake and Summer Jansen average 2.24 and 2.17 digs per set, respectively. Midland beat Concordia 25-17, 27-29, 25-15, and 25-20 behind 15 kills by O'Dowd. 14 by Hyman. Let's pause now for our national anthem. National anthem from Fremont, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball here this evening. Jumping back in, the last time out, Midland beat Concordia 3-1. O'Dowd had 14 kills. Hyman also had 14. O'Dowd had 15. Peters put up 43 assists in the win and had 10 digs, while Hyman and Barry each had 11. O'Dowd and Koepke recorded 4 block assists each. Dort College beat Morningside 25-23, 25-23, 25-16. That match really hinged on a 6-point run for the defenders late in set number 2 when they trailed 23-19. Dort College bounced back to win at 25-23 with 6 unanswered and then rolled in set number 3, 25-16, after getting down early. They bounced back and took that one 25-16. Dort College scored 6 points in a row to win set 2 after trailing 23-19, as I alluded to. Granstra had 12 kills, Alton 11, Moss recorded 10, and Keel had 8. Gasing put up 39 assists and had 14 digs. Scouten recorded 13 kills, Jansen had 12, Granstra put in 2 ace serves. Dort College beat Midland on October 22, 25-22, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-16. Granstra had 19 kills, Alton had 15, Gasing put up 34 assists, and Scouten had 25 digs. Midland's Koepke recorded 15 kills. Peters had 47 assists in the loss. Barry got to 23 digs, and Hyman had 20 digs. The winner of this contest will face the Hastings Doan winner on Saturday. If Hastings wins their semifinal contest, they will host on Saturday. If Doan wins, the Tigers would travel to either Sioux Center or Fremont, depending on who wins. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Class 2A semifinal round volleyball action at Cedar Rapids this afternoon. Western advances on to the state title game with a win over Council Bluffs St. Albert, 3-0, 25-23, 25-15, and 25-8. For the Unity Knights, they lose in 3 to Waterloo Columbus, 28-26, 25-21, 25-21. It's Western versus Waterloo Columbus Catholic tomorrow afternoon at 4:45 in Cedar Rapids. This is the only Dort College athletic event taking place today. There's basketball tomorrow afternoon. The defenders traveling to Orange City for a classic hosted by Northwestern. Dort College women will play at 2 o'clock. They face Presentation. Dort College men will play at 4 o'clock. They are facing Viterbo. Both teams will be back in action starting bright and early Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with a women's game. Men's game will follow at 1. So doubleheader basketball tomorrow and Saturday. We'll tell you more about the Dort College schedule as we move along this evening. But first, we've got volleyball. Dort College with service. Drake. Serve received by Midland. They attack. Now a double contact called on Jamie Gasink. So a ball handling error on Gasink. And the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0 our score. Just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Thursday evening. Hard to keep track of the Knights these last couple of weeks. A few uncustomary evenings. used to that Wednesday, Saturday rhythm. Emma Altena gets the outside kill, and Emma Altena attacking from the outside, her first. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Well, I've been hearing these stories about how Midland was coming out in force for their volleyball this season. Here this evening, though, I wouldn't call it a sparse crowd, but not the crowd that I anticipated. Drake keeps it alive. Gasing, unable to pick it out of the net. Ball ends up on the floor. And Midland has a 2-1 lead. 2-1 our score. Serving for the Warriors will be Darcy Berry, a 5'9 senior from Wahoo, Nebraska. She's the libero for Midland. She wears a predominantly gray jersey, almost has a blue tint to it, with a navy numeral, and the navy numerals across the chest and back. Slide to the right, Granster. Granster with a kill, and we're tied 2-2. Dort College throwing it up to the right pin, and Granstra putting it down on that slide with the left-footed takeoff. Here comes Midland on the serve receive. They'll attack, set right side. They run the same slide to the right, and a little bit of their own medicine for the Dort College defenders. Priscilla O'Dowd with a kill. O'Dowd makes it 3-2. Midland in front. Serving for the Warriors is Annie Grovejohn. Grovejohn with service. And Grovejohn with a jump serve. Taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. They go to Moss. Moss with a tap. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Set goes outside to Bear. Bear bangs it off of the block for the kill. Midland with a 4-2 lead. 4-2 our score. Set number one of this best of five duel. And a Grovejohn with service. Dort College set for serve receive. Scouting. Granstra and Drake will do the honors. Scouting is middle back. They get it to Granstra, though. Bump set by Gasink. Well off the net to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off block. Saved by Midland. Midland attacking. Again, this is Bear. Bear hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College back to within a point at 4-3. Well, both of these teams in all likelihood advancing on to the final site of the national championship in Sioux City in a couple of weeks. Jump serve by Granstra, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Going cross court and hitting it wide is Bear. So Bear with back-to-back attack errors. And Dort College defenders have evened it up at 4-4. So far, both teams just simply going through the motions. Let's see who plays with a little energy first. Set goes outside Bear. Bear off high hands and a kill. Jill Scouten got an arm on it, unable to redirect it, though, back into play. It glances off of her arms into the Dort College bench area, and Midland has service. Jenny Bear serving. Bear with a jump serve on the way. Bear's serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Bear with the service error. Well, you're always flirting with the lines in college volleyball, or you're flirting with the top of the net. If you're not, you probably end up getting that volleyball at you. You end up eating it. Dort College blocked at the net. Midland recovers. Here's the set right side over to Moss. Moss off of the block. Keel tries to push it down on the joust at the net. Midland attacking from the outside and hitting it into the net is Casey Hyman. And the defenders take their first lead of the contest at 6-5. 6-5 our score. Hyman with a kill. With the attack error, trying for the kill. Serving for the defenders will be Julia Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 25 ace serves. The 6'1 sophomore from Margate. Low hard serve controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Blocked at the net. The block put up by Dort College. Keel and Moss attacking out of the middle. That was Priscilla O'Dowd, and Dowd got it blocked, and the Dort College defenders get a point on the block. Served by Lindbergh up and over the net. Picked out of the net by Midland. Passed over. Here's Moss. She gets it to Gasing. Gasing, Keel, Keel, kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. And for Liz, that is her first kill. And Midland is forced to use a timeout after Dort College goes on a 4-point run for the defenders. So Midland calls a timeout with Dort College leading 8-5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. By American State Bank, proud to support NorCal Edge and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Stuart College hockey tomorrow evening. The Defenders facing South Dakota State. Stuart College at home. And serving for the Defenders will be Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh, low hard serve, controlled by Midland. Pushed over the net and to the sideline, and hitting it wide is Jessica Peters. Peters trying to dump it. Dort College takes a 9-5 lead. 9-5 our score. Serving again is Lindbergh. Lindbergh serve. Back row is just off of the back line and out of bounds. Point Midland. So a service error that time by Lindbergh. And the North College Defenders have a three-point advantage, 9-6. 9-6 our score. Haley Kowalski serving for Midland. Knuckleball serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, but it hits the antenna off of the block by Midland. And Moss will get credit for the kill. Haley with her first kill this afternoon, or this evening. Averaging 1.85 kills per set is the 6'6 junior from Sioux Center. Summer Jansen now has service. Summer Jansen, short serve taken by Midland. They'll attack. Set goes outside with a swing off of the block is Casey Hyman. Hyman with a kill. Hyman attacking from the left side. Records her first kill by my count. Dort College leading 10-7. Short serve again, taken by Altena this time. Over to Gasing. Slide right side. Keel blocked at the net. Covered by Jansen. Dumped over by Gasing. Gasing for the kill. Jamie Gasing with her first kill. Dort College leads 11-7 in set number one. 11-7. Serving for Dort College, the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. This is Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake has service. And the hop serve on the way. Controlled by Midland. Here come the Warriors. Set goes outside. Hyman. Hyman with a kill from the right side this time. And Midland moving her around, getting her a different angle to work with. And the Dort College defender lead is 11-8. Hyman now with service. Casey Hyman with a jump serve taken by Drake. Passed over the net, though, by Drake. Free ball by Midland, but they have to scramble. Now passed back. A free ball for Dort College. We're right back where we started. Outside, Altena. Altena with the swing. Dug by Midland. Warriors attacking. Through the box. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Pushed over the net by Granstra. Midland trying to scramble. Unable to get to it. Trying to send it over was Jessica Peters. Right there was Granstra to make her nervous. And the North College defenders lead it 12-8. Midland has used one timeout already. Not a lot of energy in the gym here at Midland tonight. Altena serve. Controlled by the Warriors. Set goes outside and a kill from the outside by Jenny Bear. Bear with her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 12-9 in set number one. Dort College set for serve receive. This will be the libero. Barry serving. Scouten takes this serve over and over to Gasing. Slide over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Dug by Midland. They were able to square it up. Bear off of the block. Saved by Jansen, comes back to Granster, attacking out of the middle, unable to put it down. Midland on back, Midland kill. That's Priscilla O'Dowd with her second kill. Midland scores back-to-back points for the first time since it was 2. Darcy Berry has service. Berry's serve controlled by Drake. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh over high hand, saved by Berry. Again, Bear. Bear banks it off the block. Bear that time had an angle to work with plenty of room, and she sees the side of the block and swipes it off of the side of the block, and Midland is back to within a point at 12-11. Barry has service. Set number one of this best-of-five battle. Taken by Skelton, deep back row, almost went long, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the kill, and Dort College breaks the run of points by Midland. Stops it at three. Lindbergh has her first kill by my count. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie Gasink. Gasink lines it up, sends it over, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set right side over the block and hitting it long and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net. And that is a player I didn't anticipate seeing, number 22, Jordan Lemke. Lemke with the swing. Here comes Midland attacking through the block, dug by Drake, kept it alive. Gasing gets it back over to Granstra, passes it over the net, nearly drops in. Midland gets to it off the high hand, saved by Skelton, gets it to Gasing. Granstra tips it over, and it's bumped up and over and out of bounds by Midland. Point defenders, Jessica Peters. Peters with the attack error, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-11. And there you see the flirting with the top of the net. Gasink hits the tape and it falls back. Service error by the sophomore. And the Dort College defender lead is 15-12. Well, somewhere along the line, Dort College scored one more point than I have them down for. Not sure that that's accurate. Set goes over to Moss. I won't be surprised if something gets rectified at the next dead ball. Set right side. One arm stab saved by Gasing. Keeps it alive. Granstra passed to the net by Lindbergh to the back line. And nearly drops in. It goes out of bounds. Point Midland. Dort College dug it up. Sent it to the back line. And the Dort College lead is 15-13. 15-13 our score. Serving for Midland is Grovejohn. Grovejohn served, taken by Granstra. Dort College attacking outside. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Midland. Lindbergh gets blocked. Point Midland, and the Warriors trail at 15-14. 15-14 our score. Grovejohn with service. Goes to the back line. Hits it long out of bounds. Defenders. Grovejohn with a service error. Point knowledge. Defenders lead 16-14 in set number one. Granstra with serve down the line. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Bear through the high hands. Controlled by Skouten. Kept it in play. Granstra bumps it up towards the net. Passed over the net. Lindbergh free ball Midland. Warriors attack. Slide right side. And a kill for the Warriors. And O'Dowd. O'Dowd with a kill. O'Dowd records the kill. It's 16-15, Dort College. Serving for Midland is Jenny Bear. Bear with service. Bear's jump serve taken by Skouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side over to Key Swing. Nearly an overpass, and now we've got a double contact on Midland. A ball handling error on the Warriors. Dort College leads 17-15. Julia Lindbergh with service for the defenders. Lindbergh's jump serve is into the net. Point Midland. So a service error by Lindbergh. Now we've seen Abby Palama used as a service specialist in recent weeks. Haley Kowalski serving for Midland. Dort College leading 17-16. Kowalski jump serve taken by Skouten, nearly an overpass. Gasing gets it over. Pushed back to the defenders. Dort College reloads. Set outside Altena. Around the block. Saved by Kowalski. Midland attacking. Left side Hyman. Hyman blocked net but out of bounds. Point Midland. Hyman records the kill. And it's 17-17. Our first tie since it was 4-4. Midland has service. Kowalski. Kowalski's serve is wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Kowalski with the service error gives Dort College the lead back. 18-17 our score. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen toes the line, controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set outside Hyman. Hyman power tip, and Altena and Jansen end up too close to each other, unable to communicate. We're tied up. So So Hyman gets credit for another kill, her third, and we're tied 18-all. Jessica Peters serving, short serve, controlled by Dort College. Set outside Altena, blocked at the net, point Midland. So Midland reaches the lead at 19-18 on a block. Midland with their first lead since it was 5-4. Dort College went on a five-point run at that point, and now Midland leads at 19-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 of broadcast. Made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, at the College Bookstore. They're located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour gear. Timeout, Dort College trailing 18-19. Midland has scored four of the last five. And they had a three-point run that they came back and got to within one at 15-14. That was the start of their comeback after Dort College by as many as four. Midland serving Jessica Peters. Peters short serve taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel cross court, dug by Midland. Goes outside Hyman. Hyman with a kill. Hyman with her fourth kill. Dort College used timeout number one moments ago. They might need to use timeout number two here in short order if Midland scores another point. Peters serve. Take it again by Altena. They get it over to Gasing. They throw it back over to Altena. Altena with the swing and the kill. Emma Altena with her second kill, attacking from the left side. And the Dort College defenders trail it 20-19. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Let's see if Drake can string some points together for Dort College. Drake, jump serve, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set goes outside, dug by Dort College, and Drake comes back over to Granstra. Granstra over the swing, and she ties it up with a kill. She sent it to the back line, and for Brooke, I have that as just her second kill. Dort College has tied it up at 20-20. Serving again, Drake. Midland set for serve, receive. Berry, middle back, the libero. She'll take anything she can get. That time she lets Hyman get it. Hyman off high hands, and Hyman records the kill as Gasing gives chase near the official stand and runs out of room. Casey Hyman with a kill. Hyman, a senior from Howells, Nebraska, with her fourth kill, and I beg your pardon, her fifth by my count now. And the defenders, the trail, 21-20. Jansen to Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra with another kill. Dort College runs that slide to the right. Granstra records her second kill, and now Emma Altena has service. Now, Dort College is going to put together a run here. It's with Granstra in the front row. Altena, low hard serve, controlled by Midland off the jump serve. Dort College trying to attack. That's Gasing, sends it to the back corner. It's Doug. Set goes outside, unable to put it away. Bear, Dort College attacking. Lindbergh, roll shot, saved by Midland. They cover the court. Berry with a bump set, left side, over to Kowalski. And Kowalski, I beg your pardon, that's, again, number 22. Going to write her down in between sets. Jordan Lemke, and the Dort College defenders lead it 22-21 off the attack error by Lemke. So an attack error by Lemke. Got to pencil in Lemke. Look up some numbers on her in just a moment as well. She is a 6'2 junior from Sterling, Nebraska. ...22-21 Dort College leads. Midland calls that timeout. Lemke has played in 14 matches this year, 28 total sets. And she is averaging less than a kill per set. So she's in the lineup, in the rotation this evening. haven't quite been able to decipher who she's playing in place of. Might be Shelby Breitschneider. Haven't remembered calling her name, number 19. The other one I don't remember calling is Koepke, but I believe Koepke has been out there. So Midland uses their second timeout. 22-21, Dort College, up by one. And Altona still serving. Dort College trying to stake themselves to a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Sophomore from Sioux Center, the jump serve, controlled by Midland. Quick attack out of the middle, saved by Gasing, kept it alive. Granstrom to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to get it over, an attack error by Lindbergh, and we're tied 22-all. Granstrom forced to turn into a setter there as Gasing gave chase along with Jansen. It's 22-all. Serve controlled by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Right side, Grand over the controlled by Midland. Hitting it to the back line, saved by Drake. Jansen tracks it down, passed over the net by Gasing. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, and Midland out of the middle for the kill. That's Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with a fourth kill. And Midland leads it 23-22. Dort College now calling a timeout. So back-to-back points by Midland. Actually, yeah, they scored back-to-back. They got one on an attack error, and now O'Dowd with a kill. O'Dowd unofficially with five kills. So Dort College exhausts their final timeout, trailing 23-22. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Midland leads 23-22. Darcy Berry has service. And Berry with her team up by a point. Trying to extend the Midland lead. Jump serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Granster. Granster ties it up on the kill. So Granster records a kill for Brooke. That's number four unofficially. And the defenders tied up 23-all. Serving is Jamie Gasing. A tight battle here in set number one. Set goes outside. Bear. Bear tips to the back corner. Kill. Jenny Bear with her second kill. And the Midland Warriors lead 24-23. They're serving for the set. Anna Grovejohn with the honors. So Grovejohn with service. Grovejohn's serve controlled by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Granster off high hand, saved by Midland. Bear blocked out of bounds. Point Midland, and the Warriors take set number one, 25-23. Dort College drops set one after leading by as many as four. Unofficially, Brooke Granster leading Dort College with four kills. Casey Hyman and Priscilla O'Dowd unofficially with five kills apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Busy weekend ahead. Lots of action. Tonight, all eyes, though, on this semifinal matchup in terms of Dort College athletics. Tomorrow, a different story. We've got a few different things happening tomorrow, including women's and men's basketball. Northwestern Red Raiders hosting a classic. And the Dort College defenders taking part both on the women's and men's side. Women will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, while the men will play at 4 o'clock. The women are scheduled to face Presentation. It's a team that's 0-2, while the Dort College Defenders are 3-1. The Dort College men's basketball team, thank you, 4-1. They'll be facing a Viterbo team that is 1-0. First set statistics. Dort College, 12 kills, 4 errors, 33 total attacks. Midland, 17-7 and 38. Dort College, a 242 kill efficiency. Midland, 263. Midland scored 3 points on blocks. Dort College scored 1. There was not a service ace recorded by either team. 3 service errors recorded by both squads. Brooke Granster leading Dort College officially with 6 kills. I knew I missed a couple. Emma Altena has 2. Julia Lindberg and Jamie Gasink each have 1. Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss with 1 each. Casey Hyman credited with 6 kills. Priscilla O'Dowd officially with 4. Jenny Bear has 6. So 6, 6, and 4, 14 of Midland's kills. Beg your pardon, 16 of their 17 kills coming from 3 players. Jessica Peters with 15 assists. Jamie Gasink has 10. Summer Jansen with 4 digs to lead the defenders. Darcy Berry with 5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Taking care of a little housekeeping here, letting those of our Twitter followers know that Dort College dropped set 1 to Midland by a final of 25-23. Winner of this one advances on to the finals to face the winner of Hastings and Doan. That will come up on Saturday. That'll be at the highest remaining seed. And it appears that there might be a issue with the initial lineup given to the officials by Midland. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. We put set number 1 away. Here we go with set number 2. Set goes over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Pushed over the net by Alton on the return. Here comes Midland reloading to the back. And Dort College gets called for 4 contacts. The attack out of the middle and a kill for Christina Kepke. So Kepke with a kill. I'm going to give her her first kill on my tally sheet. Gasing shoots it out wide to Altena. Down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. And not the start you want if you're Dort College, falling behind 2-0. So an attack by Midland followed by an Altena attack error. And Dort College now forced to come from behind. Jansen's pass, errant. Gasink has to chase it. Controlled by Midland on the down ball. Set goes to the middle and Kepke hits it squarely into the net. Point Dort College on the attack error by Kepke. Kepke listed 6'3", she's a senior. For Midland and Coach Paul Gieselman. Altena with serve. Controlled by Midland, Warriors attack. Set goes outside, Bear. Bear over the top of the block, hits it long and out of bounds. And Midland, after 2 points, gives Dort College 2 points back on attack errors. 2-2 our score. Emma Altena serving. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Set goes back over to Granstra. Blocked. Jansen covered it. Now Gasing tries for the attack. Bear over high hands. Deflected by Door College. Altna gets it off the second contact. Gasing sets. Lindbergh unable to put it down. And Midland attacking quickly. Koepke with her second kill. Koepke with her second kill. And the Midland lead is 3-2. 3-2 our score. Midland has service. Jump serve and an ace serve, and that's the first ace by either team. Darcy Berry with the ace. These two teams pretty similar. Midland not quite as big on the front line, but they've got a couple of 6'3 players. Serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, gets it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the swing, and we've got a player in the net for Midland. Credit Lindbergh with the kill. For those of you who want a quick tutorial on scoring, net violation, that's a block error, and player who is attacking does get credit for the kill. Midland attacking, set goes right side, over the block, and the kill for Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with her fifth kill, and the Warriors lead it 5-3. O'Dowd with the kill. Midland leads 5-3 after winning set 1, 25-23. Short serve controlled by Granstra. Here's the bump set to Lindbergh. Roll shot, pops it over the block. Midland attacking. Set goes to the middle and a player in the net. And I'm thinking that was Lindbergh who got called for being in the net. Midland leads it 6-3. So a fast start by Midland, but just like that, no more than out of my mouth. And Anna Grovejohn serves it long. Her jump serve sails beyond the end line. So a service error. Dort College trails 6-4, serving Granstra. Midland will attack. Set goes left side, Bear. Bear off high hand, saved by Gasing. Keel will set it to Moss. Moss cross court. Dug up and over. Free ball for Dort College. Lindbergh, Gasing. Gasing, Keel, Keel, kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-5. Serving is Brooke Granstra. Granstra serve controlled by the Warriors. Set goes outside to Bear. Bear blocked at the net. She covers it herself. Set goes right side, blocked at the net. The attack that time by O'Dowd. Here comes Midland. Hyman from behind the spike line unable to put it away. Now Keel off of the tape, controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set goes left side. Blocked at the net. Midland reloads. Again, that's Hyman with a tip from behind the spike line. Moss gets blocked. Dort College reloads. Moss with a set over to Lindbergh. We continue. Back over to Keel. Keel, one-arm stab saved by Midland. Set outside Bear. Bear over the top of the block. Hits it long, and we're tied. Well, on my running score, I'm going to say long rally. With Dort College finally scoring on the attack here, is that what it takes for the Dort College defenders to get on track here in set number two? They've tied it up 6-6. See if that's a momentum builder. And Haley Moss goes cross court right to left. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Moss with the attack here. And Midland reestablishes a one-point lead at 7-6. Bear has service again for the Midland Warriors. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Moss with a set back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross court, dug by the libero Berry. Pushed over the net, free ball. Gasink with a quick set. Keel. Keel tips back line, kill. Keel's one of those players that's got all the shots. The KG veteran with her second kill by my count. Serving again for Dort College is Julia Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a jump serve. Controlled by Midland, dumped over the net, free ball Dort College. Keel to Moss, Moss tips back line, saved by Midland, passed over the net, free ball. Moss, Gasink, Gasink out wide, Altena, Altena kill. Dort College leads 8-7. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got three. For a matchup of top 10 teams, this match, the gym doesn't have much electricity, not much pop to it right now. Passed over the net by Hyman. Free ball. Lindbergh. Gasing. Gasing. Back over to Keel. Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with a kill for Haley. That's number two. Coach Paul Gieselman calling his team over. Not going to use the timeout, but he's going to use a moment to try and get them all on the same page. Serving is Paloma. Paloma, floater to the back line, is long and out of bounds. Point, Midland. So Abby Paloma inserted to serve that time. And her service error draws Midland back to within a point at 9-8. 9-8, our score. Serving for the Warriors is Haley Kowalski. Kowalski's serve taken by Gasing. Bump set over to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. We're tied 9-9. Granstra gets blocked. Attacking from behind the spike line. Midland saw the attack coming. We're tied 9-all. Fourth tie of set number two. Serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Alton. Alton over the swing. Somebody was in the net. Now they're going to call a double contact, a ball handling error on Midland. That's going to go on Grovejohn. And the North College defenders retake the lead on the ball handling error. Serving for North College, Summer Jansen. Great time of the year if you're a sports fan in Northwest Iowa. Set left side over to Hyman. Hyman, room to work on the angle. And Hyman that time tips it to the back corner. Season finale for football for NAIA schools coming up this Saturday. Playoff field will be announced on Sunday for 16 teams. Altona, cross court, Hill. North College in front 11-10. State volleyball taking place in Cedar Rapids. Typically we have a Northwest Iowa representative. More often than not, it's Western. Aubrey Drake serving with Dort College leading 11-10 in set number two. Midland attacks, set right side, Hyman. Hyman off of the block. Stab save by Gasing. Pushed back over the net by Hyman, controlled by Dort College. Gasing gets the set to Granstra. Granstra on the way. So a block for the Warriors. And tied at 11-all. High school football playoffs also hitting the semifinal round. Take a look at all those scores. In between sets two and three, Dort College attacking. Granstra unable to put it down. Dug by the libero, Barry. Cross court kill. And now Midland gathering some momentum. Jordan Lemke with a kill. So Lemke records the kill. It's 12-11. Midland in front in set number two. After winning set one, 25-23, the Warriors came from behind to do that. They're down by as four. Midland digs up Granstra's attack, and now that attack. That attack not clean, and the North College had that reception not clean. And the North College defenders top at 12-12. Ended up with a volleyball over in my lap, so didn't know what to do with it. Sounded a little distracted, that's why. Bear blocked at the net, blocked back by Midland. Dort College reloads, blocked at the net was Granstra. Granstra pushes it back over on the continue herself. Here's Bear. Bear dug by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, saved by Granstra, kept it alive. Altona from behind the spike line hits it long and out of bounds. College out of system. Basically relying on their athleticism. And eventually wins out on the point 13-12. Serve short, controlled by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra hits it long, and Midland has opened up a 2-point lead. Couple attack errors by defenders. And Midland has a 2-point advantage, 14-12. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open day 3-4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Grills and TVs. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College forced to use a timeout, trailing 14-12. Coach Banton obviously thinking he can't afford to let this one play out. Midland has scored 7 of the last 10 to turn a 9-7 deficit into a 14-12 advantage. I believe the math works out on that run. Darcy Berry with service. The Dort College faithful who made the trip down to Saturday, trying to get the team rallied. Blair hits it into the net. Blair, that is. Dort College back to within a point at 14-13. I would say that neither team has been exceptionally sharp tonight. Midland attacking. Set left side, Bear. Bear hit long and out of bounds. There was no touch at that point. Dort College. We're tied 14-14. So Bear with an attack error. Jamie Gasink with service. Gasink, knuckleball serve. Midland attacking. Set goes to the middle and pushing it over with the left hand. Getting the kill. Unorthodox style. That's Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with her 7th kill. And the Midland Warriors lead it 15-14. I wouldn't say it's a must-win situation. Obviously, it's not, but it's a good-win situation if Dort College can rally and get this one. Set goes over to Moss. Moss hits it off the block, gets the kill. Obviously, you do not want to fall behind the number 5-rated team in the country. Conference co-champs on the road, 2-0. Obviously, you hope the defenders have some fight in them, even if they are unable to take that number. But right on the attack. Pushed over the net, free ball. Moss, Gasing, Gasing, Keel, tips. Dug by Midland. Set right side. Dug by Ace. Kept it alive. Got it over to Keel, Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Midland attacking. Set goes to the middle. A tip. Saved by Scouten. Pushed up by Keel. Pushed over by Lindbergh. Midland attacking, set goes to the middle, off high hands, and a kill for Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd has come up with some big kills for Midland here in this last stretch. Serving for Midland is Bear. Jenny Bear is sophomore from Clarinda, Iowa, just across the border. Comes back over to Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Now passed over the net, saved by Gasing. Comes back over to Keel, sets it to Moss. Blocked at the net, Midland attacking. And a throw is going to be called on Casey Hyman. An attack error, and we're tied 16-all. 16-16, our score. Serving for Dort College is Palma. Here comes Midland. Hyman pushes it over the net. Saved by Midland. Midland attacking. Dumped. Saved by Gasink. Keel to Altena. Altena cross court. Dug by Midland up and over. Dort College reloads. Moss. Moss one on one. Unable to put it away. Midland attacking. Now blocked at the net. The block put up by Keel and Altena. And the defenders retake the lead at 17-16. 17-16 our score. Serving for Midland is Abby Palama. For Dort College is Abby Palama. Taken by Barry. Midland scrambling. Hyman. Roll shot and a kill. Hyman didn't put a whole lot on that one, but she saw where the block was, went around it, and finds the middle of the back row for a kill. Haley Kowalski with service. Kowalski serving, 17-17 our score. We've been tied at every point since 14. Lollipop serve taken by Dort College, and a ball handling error called on Gasing. That's one where Gasing looked like she was squared up under it. Gets called for a ball handling error. Midland has service. Short serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets it to Altena. Altena hits it long and out of bounds, and this might be the breathing room Midland needs. Altena with the attack error. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. 19-17, Dort College trailing in set number two. The defenders owned a 9-7 lead. Midland came back to tie it. We were tied at 9, 10, 11, and 12. Back-to-back attack errors by the defenders gave Midland a 14-12 lead. Dort College then tied it at 14, 15, 16, coming from behind to do so. Dort College got back-to-back points to take a brief 17-16 lead. Midland tied it on a Hyman kill, then a ball-handling error on Gasink and an attack error by Altena, and Midland leads it 19-17. Set number two, Dort College trailing in the match, one set to nothing, 25-23, Midland to one, set number one. So Dort College, some regrouping to do. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Serving as Haley Kowalski. Taken by pushed over the net by Granstra. Saved by Midland. Midland attacking, and Midland, they tried to set it to Koepke, and Midland unable to get a clean attack out of it, and Dort College is back to within a point at 19-18. It's Breitschneider. Breitschneider takes the serve, I should say, from Jansen, and then tooling it off of the block for the kill is Midland's Casey Hyman. Hyman with her seventh kill. Hyman, a player that seems she has been here forever. Usually by the time we see them for their fourth year, that's how I feel. Set goes over to Altena, and Altena banks it off of the block, but then didn't get out of the way, was unable to avoid the ball coming back at her, and Midland leads it 21-18 after the block. 21-18, Dort College trailing. Serve is wide and out of bounds by Midland, so a service error. And the defenders trail it 21-19. 21-19, our score. Serving for Dort College is Aubrey Drake. Drake with serve. Knuckleball controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set goes to the middle and a kill for Christina Koepke. Koepke with her third kill. Koepke records the kill, and Midland now has a 22-19 lead, and they're in position to play side-out volleyball and ride this one out. Midland, I should say, to the back line, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. So not so fast. Granstra with a kill. The kills have been few and far between for Dort College in set number two. I think we're going to be amazed when this one's all said and done how few kills Dort College had in this set. It's amazing to me. They're only down two. Attacking from the left side is Jenny Bear. Bear with her seventh kill. And Midland leads it 23-20 and closing in on a 2-0 lead. Darcy Berry has service. Berry's floater taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Unable to put it away. Set right side up by hands. And a kill from the right side for Lemke. Lemke makes it 24-20. And Midland square in the driver's seat here in set number two. Darcy Berry with service. Berry sends it over the knuckleball. Taken by Granstra, has to track it down. Down ball by Lindbergh. Saved by Midland. Warriors attacking out of the middle. And a kill out of the middle for O'Dowd. O'Dowd with her ninth kill. And the Midland Warriors lead it and win it 25-20, and they lead the match two sets to nothing. So North College was down at one point, up at one point, I should say, 9-7. I recapped that. Midland came back to tie it at 9. We were tied again at 10, 11, and 12. 14, 15, 16, and 17. North College actually led 17-16. Midland put together 3 points in a row. And that as much as did it, as Midland got some breathing room there. And they ride that in for the win, 25-20. We'll get to the numbers in just a little bit. Let's recap what's happened across Northwest Iowa in terms of high school athletics today. In volleyball, semifinal round play, Western defeats Council Bluffs St. Albert 3-0. So congratulations to Tammy Verbeek and the Western Wolfpack. Erica Feenstra, 11 kills. 10 kills for Van Gankel. As Western advances on to the state championship match with a 3-0 win over Council Bluffs St. Albert. For the Unity Knights, they lose to a up-and-rising, up-and-coming Columbus Catholic team. Columbus upset Sumner Fredericksburg yesterday, 3-1. They win set one from Unity, 28-26, and then win sets two and three, 25-21 and 25-21. Karina Timmermans, 14 kills for the defenders. Josie Blankus for 11 in the loss for Unity. 27 assists for Allison Timmermans. So congratulations to Patty Timmermans and Unity on a fine season. And that always ends just a little bit too soon. For Western tomorrow, they take a 40-6 record into their contest with Waterloo Columbus, who is 29-12. So no doubt about it, that is an upset. Getting there with a couple of upsets was Waterloo Columbus. Now, obviously, playing out of Waterloo, they have some stiff competition. Dyke New Hartford out that way and several other teams on the eastern side of the state probably play some larger schools. In Class 1A volleyball, the championship will be Janesville versus Hudson. That's in Class 1A. Let's see if the 3A results are in. They are. Union will play the aforementioned Hartford. Union 44, Hartford 47-5. Class 4A state championship tomorrow. It'll be Pella 38-4 versus Wallert 27-6. And the 5A finals are set as well for tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. It'll be Cedar Falls at 40-3 versus Ankeny Centennial. They're 34-3. Ankeny Centennial and Ankeny both making it to the state tournament this year. Remember, long ago, those two high schools or one high school, Ankeny, a city that is bursting at the seams, and Ankeny Centennial, the second high school there. Iowa High School football playoffs, eight-man football. War Eagle Conference member Harris Lake Park into the state championship with a 35-21 win over Fremont Mills. Wolves are going to have the... They play a Don Bosco team that beat Midland today, 72-20. Webster City beat Glenwood in 3A football this afternoon, 6-3. Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Pella are playing at the moment on the federal turf at the Dome in Cedar Falls. Western will play in the state semifinals Saturday. That's a 1:06 start time. Meter versus Western. The other half of the bracket features Denver versus Perennial Power, Iowa City, Regina. Boynton Hall, Rock Valley, the Nighthawks will play Dyke New Hartford at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Boynton Hall, Rock Valley 10-1, Dyke New Hartford 9-2. The other half of that bracket has Mount Vernon versus Union, LaPorte City. Well, I've been handed the statistics. North College registered 8 points off of kills in set number 2. And I said it when they were down 22-20. I was amazed that Dort College was that close because I just looked at my tally sheet and didn't see that many kills. Kelly Moss has three. Elizabeth Keel has three. They each had two in set number two. Brooke Granstra limited to seven kills total, one in set number two. Emma Altena has four. She got two in set number two. Jamie Gasink has 18 assists. She also has nine digs. She's the co-leader for the defenders. Aubrey Drake has nine as well. For the Midland Warriors, Priscilla O'Dowd and Casey Hyman with nine each. Seven for Jenny Bear. Three each for Jernica. Twenty-nine assists for Jessica Peters. Darcy Berry has nine digs. Jenny Bear has eight digs for Casey Hyman for Midland. Time for the defenders to regroup, trailing two sets to nothing, 25-23 and 25-20. Once again, make sure that our Twitter followers are kept up to date. And it's those 2,500 followers or so will shortly be receiving notification. Wish it was more positive for those of you Dort College fans, but right now, Dort College in the unenviable position, trying to come from behind. 2-0 to the Midland Warriors here in Fremont. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for students by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Bob and England Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Aubrey Drake will serve for the defenders. Dort College trailing two sets to nothing. Let's see if the Dort College defenders have a comeback in them this evening. Drake, sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. Horse short serve taken by Midland. Midland attacking. And a kill from the right side. Casey Hyman. Hyman with her fifth kill. Or I should say her tenth. Another set of tally marks and... Hyman gives Midland a 1-0 lead. Hyman now with service. Right-hander sporting the purple headband. Her short serve taken by Drake, and her pass too close to the net. Pushing it down is Christina Koepke. Koepke with a kill. Koepke will get credit for the kill. It's either that or it's an ace for Hyman. One way or the other, Midland gets the point. Up 2-0 in set three. Granstra, they slide her to the right, and Granstra gets blocked on the play. Jenny Bear puts the block up, and Midland leads it 3-0. 3-0, our score. Short serve controlled by Dort College. Set goes outside to Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Midland now on the receive. Pushed to the back corner, and a kill out of the middle. With a kill, leads it 4-0. 4-0, our score. Casey Hyman with service. Hyman short serve controlled by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side over to Granstra. Granstra with a slide to the right, kick. Dort College needed that one in a bad way. Trailing 4-0. You got to maintain contact. This is the type of team, boy, you give them a 6 or 7 point lead for Midland. Just going to beat you to death, and you're not going to be able to get anything to gain. You've got to start putting their 5 and 6 point runs. Overpass, Gason gets the block put up. Bear picks it out cleanly. Saved by Drake, comes back over to Gasing. Set outside Wynn. Jocelyn Wynn up by hand, saved by Midland. Midland attacking Bear. Bear off the block, pulled by Midland on the continue. Outside it goes Bear. Bear with a kill. Jenny Bear with her 8th kill. Darcy Berry has service. Darcy Berry to send it over. Short serve taken by Drake, and Drake pushed it up close to the net. Now we got a joust pushed back over by Midland. Here comes Door College. Gasing Granstra. Granstra off speed kill. Brooke Granstra now with 9. Told some folks that I believe Granstra is probably the best athlete in the conference playing volleyball. Set goes to the middle, and Granstra, by that, she gets to the pin quickly. She gets up off the floor that second time as quickly as anybody, and Dort College is going to need her to play a major part in this comeback if there is one. Jamie Gasink with service down the line. Nearly an ace. Midland keeps it alive. That's Berry. Passed over the net. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Midland attacking Bear. Bear well off of the net. Tough angle, and Scout unable to dig it up cleanly. Bear with her 9th kill. And the Midland lead is 6-3. 6-3 our score. Assistant coach Kristen Brower up, pointing something out to coach Chad Hansen. She's tracking something on her rotation sheet. She sees something. Let's see if Dort College changes. An attack, push to the right side. Moss unable to put it down. Here comes Midland. Midland attacking over the block. Saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Moss. Moss cross court, hits it long and out of bounds. Moss an attack error. And right now the wind definitely not behind this Dort College team. Not running downhill. Feels like they're running in sand right now. Short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets outside Wind. Wind around the block. Kill. Jocelyn Wind with a kill. Wind playing here in set number 3 with Dort College down 2 sets to nothing. 25-23 and 25-20. Midland with those first 2 wins. Granstra's serve taken by the Warriors. Warriors block. They reload. Bear. Bear off high hand. Saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it outside to Wind. Wind unable to put it away. Here comes Midland again. Set to the back corners. Behind the spike line, unable to put it down was Hyman. And now the set too close to the net. It bounces off of the tape and goes out of bounds. Point Midland. Midland leads 8-4. Well, Dort College, some work to do here. Scouten unable to track it down. Jenny Bear with her 10th kill, with her first ace serve. And the Dort College defenders trailing 9-4 off the ace by Bear. Set right side over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Set comes back left side over to Wind. Wind pushes back left corner, unable to put it down. Dort College attacking again through the block. Now Dort College on the continue, comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Gasing throws it back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Moss makes it 9-5. For Haley, that's her 4th kill and her 1st of set 3 unofficially. Serving for the defenders will be Palama. Abby Palama served down the line, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, right side blocked at the net was Keel. Here comes Midland. Midland attacking, Hyman dug by Granstra, passed over the net. Midland attacks again, and this time miscommunication between the setter, Peters, and O'Dowd. And O'Dowd unable to climb the ladder. Dort College back to within 3 at 9-6. 9-6 our score, Palama. Palama. Serve controlled by Midland. Midland off high hand. Saved by Palama. Overhand. Gets it over to Gasing. Set left side over to Altena. Altena hits it long and out of bounds. An attack error by Altena. And the Dort College defenders trailing now 10-6. It's just kind of been a ho-hum affair up to this point. Haley Kowalski with service. Kowalski's floater taken by Scout and gets it over to Gason. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with the swing, dug by Midland. Midland back on the attack and the kill by Hyman. Hyman with her 11th. Dort College has not used a timeout yet. Haley Kowalski with service. And Kowalski will line it up, sends it over, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, sets outside to Altena. Altena, did that hit off of a blocker? It did not. So an attack error by Altena. And the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. It's 12-6. Midland in front by half a dozen. Set number three, Midland right now zeroing in on a win here in this match. They lead 2-0. Well, the curiosity starting to get the better of me. I try not to do this because I start watching other matches at the same time, and I can get distracted. Over in Hastings, well, looks like the Broncos flexing their muscle. They lead Doan 2-0. Last set was 25-14. That was set number two. Well, unless something changes dramatically, we're headed towards a 1-2 co-championship. Co-champions facing off of the GPAC title match. Not going to count the defenders out yet, but they do need to regroup and get going. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Well, you always know it's a big match when Todd Karolchek is in the gymnasium as well. He's the R2 tonight. You'll see him on some of the Big 12 and Big 10 matches. Missouri Valley as well, if you watch closely. Dort College unable to handle the ace serve by Haley Kowalski. Dort College trailing 13-6, and this one's starting to get out of hand. Dort College has to regroup and do it quickly. Altena blocked at the net. Point Midland. Midland has now scored 5 in a row. Not a good matchup for Dort College right now on this side of the net. This left side. Serving again is Kowalski. Kowalski. Dort fans are still trying, but it's been few and far between for Dort College for points here in set number three. Elizabeth Keel out of the middle, angles it to the right side, gets the kill, and that stops the run of points at 5. Summer Jansen has service. Right side, Midland takes it, now dumped over, saved by Granstra, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Midland, Warriors attack, outside Hyman, Hyman off of the block, picked out of the net cleanly by Gasing, set goes left side over to Altena, blocked at the net, and Dort College pushes it down, Gasing will get credit for the kill, and Coach Paul Gieselman now asking a question, and he is saying that ball, he does not believe that any part of the ball was over the top of the net. Dort College would argue otherwise. Dort College, we're going to give Gasing the kill in the process. Is this the comeback? Is this the momentum shift? Set goes outside Altena. Altena off high hand. Saved by Midland. Midland one-arm stab. Blocked at the net. Another one-arm stab by Kepke. Dort College gets a point on a block. They trail 14-9. 14-9, our score. While will Midland, will Dort College make a liar out of me? I said you can't afford to fall behind this team by 7 or 8 points. Dort College did just that. Now Midland attacking. Kepke out of the middle. Christina Kepke with her 4th kill. And Midland leads it 15-9. 15-9, Midland in front. Serving for the Warriors is Peters. Short serve taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Picked up by Gasing. Set goes outside. Altena. Altena hits the antenna. Rough ground. This sequence has not been good to her. 3 or 4 attack errors. That's something we have not seen much of. Went around the block that time. Midland attacking, set right side, and Lemke. Lemke into the net. Point Dort College on the attack error by Midland. 16-10, Dort College down. Defenders trailing by half a dozen. Trailing in the match, 2-0. Serving for the defenders, Aubrey Drake. Drake, the jump floater, controlled by Midland. Set goes right side, Hunt. Able to put it away. Set right side back over to Granstra. Granstra, the timing off on that one. An attack here by Granstra on the slide to the right. Dort College trails 17-10. Dort College tried to put together a run in position to play side out from here on out. Casey Hyman with service. Hyman's floater. Wide and out of bounds. Dort College. Down six, serving is Altena. Altena jump serves, overpass. Granstra trying to put it away. And we've got Granstra going up against Tika Peters. Peters was in the back row. So once she made contact with it off of her feet, that's an attack, and so Dort College gets the point. Altena's serve is long and out of bounds. Point Midland. So that's an attack error by Peters moments ago. Dort College trailing by half a dozen again, 18-12. Floater controlled by Scout and gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with a dump and the kill. Jamie Gaysink averaging right at one kill per contest, just a shade under. She's got two kills now. And the Dort College defenders trail at 18-13. Gaysink serve. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set right side. Pushed over the net. Saved by Scout and gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra kill. 10 for Granstra. It's 18-14. And there's a timeout on the floor. Charged to Midland. Dort College leading. I should say trailing by 4. 18-14. Dort College has not led here in set number 3. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grubbs of Poker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and where values matter, member FDIC. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Dort College trailing 2-0. Trailing in the match. And trailing in set 3, 18-14. In danger of getting swept here by the Warriors. Short serve controlled by the Warriors. Set goes over to Bear. Bear hits it wide and out of bounds. And the defender comeback continues. An attack here by Bear. Jamie Gaysink has service. Controlled by Midland. Set right side through the block. And a kill for the Midland Warrior, Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with 10 kills. And the defenders trail 19-15. Anna Grovejohn serving. Grovejohn's serve is into the net. Point Dort College. Defenders hanging around. Will they have a chance at the end here in set number 3? Brooke Granstra has Grant serve. Short. controlled by Midland. No. An ace for Granstra. The comeback continues. Dort College down 19-17. Jump serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set right side and a kill from the right by O'Dowd. O'Dowd with 11. O'Dowd with 11 kills. Dort College down 3. Jenny Bear has service. And Bears jump serve taken by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Moss to Wind. Wind off high hand. By Midland. There's a check. Dort College jumping in. It'll go Keel. Keel. 21-17, Dort College is down 4. Dort College calls a timeout. So Dort College got back to 19-17. It's now 21-17. Dort College bring back-to-back points. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley Center, Hayward, and Akron, call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodivore's an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. 21-17 our score. Jenny Bear has service. So Bear will line it up, send it over to the back line, and she serves it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Bear with a service error. Dort College trailing 21-18. Abby Palama has service. Palama with the jump serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set right side, and hanging it up the block for another kill is Midland's Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with a baker's dozen, 22-18. Haley Kowalski with her team up 22-18 now has service. Kowalski serves up. Granstra gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill. Elizabeth at 22-19. Summer Jansen with service. Jansen serve on the way. And her hello hard serve. Passed up and over Dort College with a free chance. Now the joust at the net. One out by Midland that time. Jansen throws it up over to Altena. Blocked at the net. Point Midland. Midland leads 23-19. Block at the net against Altena. And the Midland Warriors now with service. This is Peters. Peters with short serve, controlled by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel, blocked at the net, picked up by Gasing, and there to put it down is Christina Koepke, and now Midland is at set and match point. Koepke with the kill, it's 24-19, and Jessica Peters with service. Peters, short serve, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Altena, Altena high hands and a kill for Emma Altena. Altena with her fifth. Dort College trailing 24-20. Aubrey Drake has serviced. Unfortunately, this might be a little late for Dort College. Midland still on match point. Short serve taken by Midland. Warriors attack set to Hyman. Hyman cross court and a kill. Casey Hyman with a kill. Her 12th. And the Midland Warriors win it in three. 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. Really all Midland tonight. They head into the conference championship match. Hastings leads Doan two sets to nothing. So right now, like we are headed towards a one versus two collision on Saturday. Hastings against Midland, but we'll wait and see on that one. Coming up, our post-game wrap-up, made possible by a grant from the Wireless World. We'll be checking in with Coach Chad Hansen in a little bit. See how long he is in the locker room. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By American State Bank, proud to support Door College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also made possible by the Door College Book Locator Door College Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Door College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902. Team Realty of Center. Providing real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955, People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located at Sioux Center, Horton, and Akron. Rob Cool, Lisa Dykstra, 272-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. The numbers look like this on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Dort College, 30 kills, 21 errors, 115 total attacks, and 078 kill efficiency. Midland, 42-18 and 113 for a 212 kill efficiency. Dort College had 30 assists. Midland at 41. 40 digs for the defenders, 51 for the Warriors. Midland, 9 points on blocks. Dort College, 3. Midland had 4 service aces. Dort College had 1. Individually for Dort College, Brooke Granster with 11 kills. Emma Altena and Elizabeth Keel, 5 kills each. Haley Moss, 4. Gasing for Justin Wind. Jamie Gasing with 27 assists. Brooke Granstrad, Dort College's lone service ace. Aubrey Drake had 10 digs. 9 for Jamie Gasing. 8 for Jill Skouten. Altano was in on 2 block assists. Elizabeth Keel was in on 2 block assists for the defenders. For Midland, Casey Hyman and Priscilla O'Dowd with 12 kills each. Jenny Bear had 9. 6 for Christina Kepke. 3 for Jordan Lemke. 39 assists for Jessica Peters. 13 digs for Darby Berry. 2 solo blocks for Christina Kepke to go along with 4 block assists. Dort College will conclude the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament with a 22-7 record. They will now await their assignment for the postseason. Midland Warriors advance on in tournament play, where they will likely face Hastings. Hastings was up 2-0 on Doan. Midland will advance with a 25-6 record. 26-2 for the Midland Warriors at this point. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, I don't know, not a lot of zipping on by either team early in sets 1 and 2. You had leads in sets 1 and 2. Midland made comebacks like you would expect, but just hard to put a finger on those first two sets. Needed to get one of those, though, and just find a way to win one of those first two.
We did. Yeah, we absolutely did. And we were flat. This was a flat match for us. Midland came out with a good, clean, pretty consistent execution. I didn't see Midland play out of their minds. I didn't see them do anything we weren't prepared for on film. We just missed a lot of opportunities to really execute. And it was both in the defensive side and on the offense. We made their block look strong, 9 inches on their side. We made you know, just some attack errors, some timing errors offensively. This was a frustrating flat match for us.
You talked about the blocks, and that's something we've become accustomed to, that you're going to get 6 in a three-set match. You're going to look down and you're going to say, oh, 6, 7, or 8. Only 3. It's not just the points, though, that you're not getting, but it affects your whole defense in terms of the angles that your back row players are playing with as well. And the points are one thing. Puts your diggers in precarious positions.
Yes, yeah, it does. And what I saw early on, Mike, was the first set and second set, we were getting balls hit from them into our block, and they were tooling off of our block.
Yep.
And that's something we need to work on and address. What I saw, you know, there were times where we were better squared up, had a better finish, were able to produce a little bit more on that blocking side, but 3 match blocks for the whole night. That, you know, not only does that give their hitters a lot of confidence, and like you said, the defense behind our block is guessing more. We were very jumpy defensively, and you know, our system of court coverage and run throughs and picking up different zones, it just seemed like our court was really, really big tonight, and I think a jumpy defense creates those kinds of scenarios.
We have not been in this situation before, so I'm going to ask you how you're going to handle the next week and a half, potentially 2.5 weeks or so until you play again. Top 19 teams in the ratings automatically Sioux City.
Yep.
I'd be shocked if you're not in the top 19 when the dust settles on Sunday, is simply because you made it as far as you should have in your conference tournament, lost to a number 5 team in the country. The road, I don't anticipate you getting penalized too much.
Right.
What do you do for the next 2.5 weeks, Coach?
Practice. We'll have some turkey in there, and then we'll practice. First comment, I envision, as you've suggested, that we will be an automatic bid straight to Sioux. We'll find out this coming month. The announcements are made. The fascinating part is this year, because the national polls come out every 2 weeks, within this 2-week period, we beat number 2 in the country, Hastings. And so that will take into account, hey, Dort's a reputable, worthy opponent. Yet lost to Midland, a number five currently in the country. So I'm curious if we stay at eight, if we move up to, you know, six or seven, if nothing else changes and Hastings wins our conference tournament, Midland stays second in our conference, Dort third in the conference, you know, based on this fit. Then I would envision we should be a top eight still. We'll have to see what other teams do in the national polls. As far as the next couple of weeks, we'll be mindful of our physical health. We know what the national looks like. Playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with heavy matches. And then Friday, at the end of those singular days of matches, you get into potentially a morning match Friday that you have to win in order to advance and play that Friday evening round. And Saturday, again, you get into a two-match scenario. So we want the next 2.5 weeks to be refreshing, to be rejuvenating, and to be building us in strength and cardio ways so that that week we have a lot of endurance and longevity in our legs and in our effort and our voices. So we'll juggle. I don't even know what practice looks like tomorrow, honestly. I haven't had a chance to talk with my staff about what the plan is and, you know, and Saturday, et cetera. So we'll visit that on the way home and make sure our players are on board with the plan moving forward, like I talked with you about on Tuesday night.
Obviously not the outcome that you wanted this evening. You'd like to be playing on Saturday for a conference title as it is. This part ends in the semifinals. Now your focus turns towards the next stage, and that's national championship. So don't want to be too negative this evening.
Right,
you've still got some good things in front of this team.
We do. Thanks for saying that, Mike. You know, this season has been truly a first for us in that we've been maintaining ourselves in the top 10 in the country, you know, top 10, number 8 right now. And that's a really nice spot to be in going into the national tournament. This national tournament field has 8 pools of 4 teams. If we stay in the top 8 in the country, we would be the first seed in any one of those pools. And that's a good spot to be in. We like how the seeding flows after being seeded number 1 in any of those pools. That tends to create a good scenario potentially playing Friday morning. But we know that we're vulnerable in a match like tonight, playing a team that we've played before. And we need to cinch up those vulnerabilities and play with some clean volleyball in that way. And we know that the national tournament is going to have teams that are gunning for the number one team in the pool. We'll keep a close eye on the scout, how the national poll shakes out. This coming Monday will be a good indicator for us of what that looks like. And it'll be a very productive, beneficial couple of weeks coming up.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
That's Chad Hansen. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, Midland defeats Dort College 25-23, 25-20, and 25-20. Midland advances on the championship. That'll be played on Saturday. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon. Dort College basketball, the women's and men's teams at home, or I should say in Orange City for a pair of contests. They'll be facing Presentation tomorrow in the women's contest at 2. Men will follow up at 4 o'clock. That will be against Viterbo. You can hear both of those games on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening. We now return you to KDCR regular programming.